Prime Minister Scott Morrison is staring down Google's threat to pull its search engine out of Australia over the government's proposal to make tech companies pay for news content online. Google made the ultimatum during a Senate inquiry in Canberra today, describing the proposed news media bargaining code as unworkable. Mainstream media companies insist the survival of journalism in Australia is at stake. But as David Lipson reports, not all news outlets are cheering on the government's attempt to level the playing field.
The tech giants have made threats about the proposed regulations before, but never this blunt.
If this version of the code were to become law, it would give us no real choice but to stop making Google search available in Australia.
That's Google Australia's Managing Director, Mel Silver, appearing before a Senate committee via video. She says the government's plans to force tech companies to pay for the news links and snippets that appear on Google search results would create perverse incentives for low-quality news content and ultimately break the search engine's business model.
This provision in the code would set an untenable precedent for our business and the digital economy. It's not compatible with how search engines work or how the internet works.
Instead, Google's offering to pay media outlets who sign up to its News Showcase platform, which offers a paywall-free experience for select news stories. Liberal Senator Andrew Bragg said that was tantamount to blackmail.
The proposal that you put on the table, which is Google Showcase, isn't even available in Australia for us to look at, let alone the market participants on the other side of the transaction to you. So how can we take your blackmail and your threat seriously?
Facebook executive Simon Milner didn't go as far as threatening to pull the platform entirely, but said if the legislation passed,
that would mean that news would not be available on Facebook in Australia.
In whichever way it is shared,
whether it's by news organisations themselves or Australians.
As tech giants continue to rake in huge profits and pay little tax, Australia's traditional media has been bleeding ad dollars and shedding staff. The government's legislation is supposed to help balance the ledger. Mainstream media companies told the inquiry the code is crucial if Australian journalism's to survive. Here's Nine's chief publishing officer, Chris Jans.
They walk and talk and act like monopolies because they are monopolies. Without this code being legislated, we will not see an outcome that sustains the news industry in Australia.
These days, Google and Facebook are enmeshed in almost every aspect of business and society, and their warning shot today has had the desired effect.
It's absolutely terrifying.
Fiona McDonald is the chief executive at ScienceAlert.com, an independently run science-based online news company that employs 11 people, thanks in no small part to Google and Facebook.
Combined, it's between 60 and 70% of our traffic comes from Google and Facebook. So it's huge. I mean, that is what allows us to employ local people, to be profitable.
She says if the tech giants packed it in, her media company would suffer.
We're an ad-funded website, so the more traffic we get, the more money we make through advertising. So the revenue and the traffic we get from Facebook and Google distribution is really, really important for our business.
But if Prime Minister Scott Morrison was worried about the threats, he wasn't showing it.
Australia makes our rules for things you can do in Australia. That's done in our parliament, it's done by our government, and that's how things work here in Australia. And people who want to work with that in Australia, you're very welcome. But we don't respond to threats.
The government has bipartisan support for the changes and the backing of the mainstream media, but tech companies aren't called giants for nothing.
David Lipson reporting.